When I was little, my mother and I, after putting Theo to bed, would sit in the dim living room, the lamp low, she at her sewing machine, and me curled up underneath her desk, watching her feet move up and down on the pedal she sometimes called a treadle. I was 5, 6, 7. My father had a new job selling adding and accounting machines for Sperry Rand and was gone half weeks. It seemed it was just us two, mostly. Tonight he was in some Midwestern state that started with I, Illinois or Indiana or Iowa. "Pain in the you-know-what tacking these seams," my mother murmured, hunched over a difficult one. She was making fancy draperies for the living room, heavy pleated ones that weren't easy. I watched her calves and feet a while, crossed gracefully underneath the wooden dining room chair, one of six sent from my grandfather's furniture store. She smoothed the wide cloth underneath the teeth of her handsome black Singer sewing machine, pumping the pedal with her bare foot. From time to time, she strained to look out the window above her desk, as if checking to see whether something she had left out in the night was still there. In our neighborhood, the small houses were so close together they seemed threaded like beads on a string. My mother didn't like it that all the houses looked alike, and that it was April and the trees were still just skinny sticks wearing a wig. She said they reminded her of the witch in The Wizard of Oz. "Hey, Sugar Pie, what you doing down there?" Her voice smiled. Her drawl lifted certain words and stretched others into a song. "I'm watching your feet," I said. They were pretty feet, long, in skin-colored stockings, with fire engine red toes. "Well, that can't be much fun," she said, humming to our new Camelot record. I'd rather have had The Sound of Music, but at least Camelot wasn't Elvis. Her feet moved in perfect rhythm to "I Wonder What the King is Doing Tonight." I crawled out from beneath the desk, watching her hands. I believed my mother's hands could do anything, install zippers and flat-felled seams, make all our dresses match, summer shifts in orange cotton, polka-dot jumpers, a pink sundress with daisies, all with button straps. In the winter, plaid wool skirts. I loved it when she sewed. Even her complaints had a lilt to them. Sewing was focused activity, a discipline, a gift, really, handed down to all the girls in my mother's family, not just from Granny, but from Pawpaw's mother, my great-grandmother Henriette, who at Auschwitz had her name taken off the death list because, so the legend went, her needle's speed and precision made her too valuable to kill. Sewing became equated with strength, with sanity, one shimmering bubble that each of us tried to live inside. There were times, much later, when my mother would renounce sewing altogether, forgetting how the small, cold glint of the needle had shaped her happiest afternoons, how the industrious whir of the machine had structured her nights. She sighed down at the material in her hands and said, more to herself than to me, "You know, it's nice when Dan goes away for a few days. I mean, I get more done, I really do." Her nod was a small gesture, chin close to her chest, one part of her agreeing with the other. Hearing her talk about my father always made me fidget. "Mom, I'm bored. What can I do?" I didn't want to bake another tiny pie in my easy-bake oven or build another rickety Lincoln Logs cabin or send a slinky down the stairs. I didn't even want to take Barbie swimming in a cake pan filled with water.